Africa loses an estimated 1% of its gross domestic product to malaria every year. The continent is also home to most of the nearly 1 million annual deaths attributed to the mosquito-borne illness, the majority of them children younger than 5. Because of this, researchers have worked to develop a vaccine specifically for use against the African strain of the virus. The researchers working on the vaccine, called RTSS, announced earlier this month the drug would be the first of its kind to enter Phase 3 testing, the last stage of clinical trials a vaccine must pass before it can be used in the general population. Some say this development should have come earlier. Longtime VOA Africa correspondent Nika Columbant, a 3-time malaria survivor, says he believes the virus has not historically received the research deserved because of the places it affects.
Malaria is clearly a disease that exists in poorer countries, so you don't have the same incentive for pharmaceutical companies to make a drug that's effective because the profit margin will be much lower.
World Health Organization Medical Officer Vassi Morthy agrees, noting most research funding for the vaccine has come from international donors and nonprofit organizations.
It's certainly true to say that the market for a malaria vaccine is not as strong or robust as it would be for vaccines which you could market in high-income countries.
Morthy adds that, though RTSS has so far proven effective at preventing the disease in an unprecedented half of those vaccinated, the immunization will likely be only one part of a multi-pronged effort to eliminate the illness.
A vaccine we would see as one element of a coordinated malaria control program. And it will be for countries to determine how any new vaccine would fit in with all of the existing malaria control measures, which will continue to have an absolutely vital role.
He says interventions currently available, such as bed nets and drug therapies, could be more effective in helping to eradicate the disease when combined with the use of a vaccine. A health specialist with UNICEF's Malaria Partnerships, Valentina Bu, says ending malaria would have major socioeconomic effects for Africa. She says that now, even when malaria cases are not deadly, the disease can easily drain the financial resources of low-income families.
If you have a child who's sick with malaria, you have to spend time taking care of them. It takes household resources to buy treatment, to buy prevention, to take care of your children, not to mention, of course, the psychological effects should you lose a child to malaria. And then, of course, when an adult is affected with malaria, it's absenteeism from work. It's an inability to work, not just for the person who's ill, but also for the caretaker.
Additionally, Bu says the virus can keep kids out of school for weeks at a time, setting them back in their studies and, in turn, further harming the future of affected countries. Although some preventive measures are available, many families struggle to pay for them. That is why the WHO's Morthy says the success of a future vaccine depends on its price.
No significant coverage in malaria endemic countries, certainly in highly malaria endemic countries, is likely if the parents of child would have to make any significant contribution to the price of the malaria vaccine.
But Malaria Vaccine Initiative Preclinical Research and Development Director Ashley Burkett says families will not have to bear the charges.
The burden of cost for purchase of these vaccines is not going to fall on the parents of children who need the vaccines.
He says various national and international groups will evaluate helping local governments fund RTSS should the drug pass the latest round of testing. Results are showing the vaccine prevents severe disease and death for 50% of trial participants, though the duration of the positive effects is unknown. Phase 3 testing for the malaria vaccine is ongoing at 11 sites across 7 African countries. If RTSS survives the trial, it could be available as soon as 2012. Mackenzie Babb, VOA News, Washington.